The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, feliz Navidad, feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom.
Jose Feliciano. I love the Spanish stations, man. I tell you, you know what? When you talk about the ratings on radio, you know, and good morning, you got 6 after 7 with Piscopo on the radio, and I love that they always have a nice flow to it. It's always so happy and up, and you have all the ratings of all the regular. There's us, you know, doing talk radio, right? And then there's news, which has a pretty big ratings, but then far and away, the number one stations are the Latino stations, you know, and I always say, when I would watch my favorite show, the bit I would do on stage, I would watch one of my favorite shows of all time. It's not on anymore. Sabato Gigante. Sabato with Don Francisco. Do you remember that? I think it was on Univision, right? How great was that show? It was like a variety show that went on for like 8 hours. It was like, really, it was on for that long.
Yeah, it started at like 7 o'clock at night, and it would go to like midnight.
You would go out at Saturday night. You go, You're dressed, you're out, let's go. And you'd come back, and Don Francisco's still on. But the thing is, I could never understand, because they would speak the Spanish too fast, and my bit was always the only thing you can understand are the American advertisers. So when they were doing the show, it'd be like, Coca-Cola. Oh, yeah, Coca-Cola. I got that. Yeah. And the girls dancing and everything. Yep. Oh, man. I wish they would do an American version of that show. Sabato Gigante. Hey, good morning. And a big salute to all the...
An American version in English, but you'd still call it the Spanish name?
Yeah, well, you know what?
Instead of Giant Saturday? I mean, that's really, you know...
Giant Saturday's not a bad show. Yeah. It's not a bad show. But a shout-out to all our Latino broadcasters, because it always sounds so up and positive, you know, and energetic.
Right.
And
I think there should be an American version, and the host speaks in German, because it's like very forceful. Sabato Gigante. Happy. Be happy.
You know, now you're going to get me in trouble. See, we're going to be called racist toward Germans. The German people are going to get very upset.
I could have said Chinese. I didn't. I was trying to, you know, pick a different.
Now you're teasing me to do the Chinese accent, which we can't
do because of don't offend my neighbor.
Your neighbor downstairs. Please put a rug down. You make a lot of noise, Joey.
You will be happy.
You will be happy. You will enjoy the show. You know, I got to tell you, I always say this, and forgive me, this sounds racist. There's some beautiful languages, and there's some not beautiful languages. I'm telling you. And Spanish, to me, Latin, the romance languages, like French, merci
Italian.
Beaucoup. Merci beaucoup. Buongiorno. Buongiorno. Right. Non ti preoccupare. It's a beautiful language. Spanish, and there's some romance languages are beautiful like that.
And then
you
have German. Nine! Nine!
And then you have some of the other.
All be deaf, because because it's that loud and high pitched. They have to be deaf. Think about it. They're shouting.
Should we sign off the air now?
No. We have plenty of show left to screw things up. Come on. Yeah,
well, I mean, we're doing a pretty darn good job of it right now.
I know. Keep going.
Don't yell at me. Keep going. It's like the lady at the post office the other day, and I didn't know what she was. I didn't know what language it was.
I don't know what she was.
I walk in, she's on the phone in the back. Hello. And I got one of these.
I don't know what she was.
Yeah. And I hear, this is me at the post office in the United States of America. Oh, my God. But she was very nice, very nice. Yeah, here's the bubble wrap. She gave me bubble wrap and tape. It was bubble wrap and tape. Oh, my gosh. That's what I got the post
bubble
office.
Bubble wrap and tape that you gave back.
Bubble wrap and tape. I had to do it myself. Yeah. It was like a...
And then she put it back on the shelf to sell it again.
She put the tape back.
Smart.
And I had to tell her, you may not want to put that down. She went,
but think about that. That's good business sense for the post office. Let me whack you for five bucks, and then I'm going to whack you again for $5.
Oh, my God. By the way, nicest person I couldn't understand. She was the nicest person. I had no idea what she was saying. No, but I tell you, I love that. I don't care if I can understand what you're saying, that you're in a United States post office and you're not speaking English. It's okay. If you're nice to me, I love you, and we worked it out. And she was very, very nice. Gave me scissors, too, by the way.
Nice. Man,
probably could just slit my wrist, maybe. Yeah. Stab yourself.
That's nice. Happy holidays.
Oh, man.
Good.
Got it. Yeah. But actually, I sent something to Charlie, and she got it. She actually got it very quickly. So, yes,
you know, I got a T-shirt sent to my old house, and I have no idea who sent it. I drove past my old house the other day just to see if there was mail there and stuff, and it turns out there was, and there was a package. And somebody sent me a T-shirt. And with no name, you know, no card attached or anything. I have no idea.
Wait.
And it's the right size, too.
Was it like the Italian T-shirt, like we call it? I don't want to use
it. No, it wasn't like that. It was a regular T-shirt. It had something on it. I'm not going to repeat it because it's a little vulgar.
Okay.
But, you know, so I know it wasn't you, Joe. So, you know, I'm confused because no one has fessed up to sending it to me.
Al has these T-shirts. It is really used. There's profanity on the T-shirts.
Yes.
But you should follow me. Yeah, that's how I want to put that on my website.
I don't tell people to follow me. I'm just, you know, listen.
You follow me. You follow you.
I don't follow you. I don't follow you anymore on Twitter.
You don't follow me.
You don't follow me. So, no, you know.
You know, Al, because in the middle of the show, you would be tweeting about some arbitrary beer place or some dinner that you had or something that you're yelling at someone in the middle of the show. So we said to Al, don't tweet during the show. And he would just constantly tweet. So we couldn't follow because you were throwing the whole rhythm of the program.
No, who's
off
we?
Like that.
You. Not anybody else.
No. We are the show. We are
the
late
show. Frank Morano still follows me. So, I mean, you know.
Well, is he here?
No,
is he here?
No, well, that's why he's the late Frank Morano.
I follow Al just for the beer post.
beer advice. It was very interesting, the tweets. And there would be vulgarity, and I don't like the vulgarity. I'm like, you know, we try to keep it clean like this. Hey, we fired up. I got to tell you what we're going to do this morning is we're going to go to Scott Lobato's coming up. He was down there at Max's Public House. When I watch this and I see, you see, like Elliot just said on the air, there must have been 800, maybe 1,000 people outside. I don't know why the news is not reporting. They said there's only 60. They used the word vigilante. They said going up again, and they're backing what I just think is really just a horrible government, because the government has no idea what they're doing. You don't send the sheriffs, you know. You just don't do it. There's got to be an easier way to talk to folks if they want to open their business. And they're not. How do you make a living? Politicians are being paid. They're getting their salaries. They're getting their pension and welfare. They get everything that they have. They're getting, and you and I are not. And they still can't come up with a stimulus package. And why don't they want to come up with a stimulus package? Because Nancy Pelosi wants to give money away to illegals. She wants to give COVID money to illegals. They want to pay for voting, harvesting. This is what the Democrats. So hopefully, someone will come to the sense, and people will give out some money to these businesses that have to close. But the politicians have no idea what they're talking about. And this. Did you notice yesterday, and correct me if I'm wrong, there was no rioting in Staten Island. They were just folks, patriots, that showed up. You know, and they just showed up. There was no burning down of buildings. There was no trashing of cars. There were no Molotov cocktails in police cars. There were good patriots just saying, look, you got to leave us alone. And you have to applaud that. And no, but stay with me on this, because the press is not reporting this, and the news doesn't have the guts, and the local news doesn't have the guts to report this or to say what I say. And I'm just trying to be honest, because I see what's wrong. And it's wrong when you go out and there's rioting, and people go out and riot, and then the police are told to stand down. And then there's people burning down building and businesses that have been there for years. And there are sections of New York still boarded up because the politicians didn't have the guts to shut down these people. And just to say, send in the police, shut them down, shut them down. How dare you? No, they're allowed to protest. And you know what else? They're allowed not to wear masks. They never put the mask mandate on protesters. They don't. Or if you celebrate Joe Biden's a potential victory, they don't tell anybody to wear a mask then either. The press won't go. It's so backwards. So you and I are on the show by ourselves in the morning trying, and I get so frustrated as I watch the lies that we are told every single day. I applaud every single person that showed up at Max's public house, every single person at Staten Island, the great borough of Staten Island, the patriotic borough of Staten Island. They showed up. It's wrong. You don't shut that. You don't send law enforcement in. You know, they always say defund the police. You know, oh, we should have like peace officers. Well, why? And to that regard, why don't you send somebody that could just like kind of maybe, you know, mediate and talk to the folks. You don't go in and just handcuff an owner of a gym or a bar. What that? Where are we? What's going on? What's going on? And you know, it's frustrating. Forgive my frustration. But I'm telling you, I see good, hardworking citizens punished, and I see criminals being emboldened. I see criminals being rewarded. I see elections that are being stolen in the United States of America, and the press lies to us. And the president does a speech yesterday, and he says there's fraud in this election, and we see it. We see it. And then what's going to happen in 10 days, we'll know. About 11 days, we'll know exactly. Will it go to the Supreme Court? And I hope it goes. You know what? I'm one of those people that run the course of this, see what happened with the election, just as another thing. Because I watch, when I told you earlier, I had to find Rudolph Giuliani and Jenna Ellis. I had to find them, like, on social media. They were on YouTube. I think it was on YouTube. Yeah, they were on YouTube. And they weren't on regular media. Nobody says anything about it. And they keep saying, and even now, I just saw a report. Reporter turning over, well, this unsubstantiated claims of election fraud. Is anyone watching these witnesses? And I am frustrated that there's not one reporter on television watching these. You know, you watch Newsmax. People say, did you watch Newsmax? They understand it and they're staying on this. You know, and it's because there's not one other reporter that says it's not unsubstantiated. Watch it. See what happened with Rudy Giuliani yesterday. Listen to the witnesses. They saw outright fraud. So was there enough to turn the election? Was it enough? That's for the court to decide. But God almighty, we're so backwards in this country now. John Catsimatidis has the answers for New York City. He will join us momentarily. And Scott Lobato is going to join us. Well, he is fired. You think I'm fired up? What do you hear, Scott? And we got to make sure that Al keeps his finger on the dump button, because Scott's going to just let the language fly. But we're going to open it up for Mr. Lobato, because he is a true patriot. Frank Siller on the show, Stephen Moore as well, and Aaron Elmore from Turning Point USA. We got a lot to get into this morning. Oh, I see the phone calls, 877-970-2999. Let's jump to Debbie Duhame. She's checking out the traffic right now on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Joe. Let's go out to the thruway southbound right by the Cross County and Yonkers. They're just cleaning up an accident over there. Inbound GWB up to 20 minutes now. Lincoln, that's 10. Holland, about 10 to 15. We're still seeing a lot of volume this morning as you head to the Cross Bronx East out by the Sheridan, but a stalled tractor trailer was finally cleared. Stop and go traffic on the eastbound BQE up through Atlantic Ave. Westbound Belt on the brakes out by Kennedy Airport. That's a crash to watch for as well. Traffic is still moving a little bit slowly for you as you head over to Vets Highway. Vets Highway westbound, right in the area of Holbrook. We're getting reports of an accident out past the area of Broadway Avenue. Sunrise Highway westbound out by Oakdale Bohemia Road in Bohemia. It's a collision there as well. Partly cloudy today, high of 15, rain likely for tomorrow afternoon. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Your crew has worked hard this year, so why not show your appreciation with a gift from Lowe's? Choose from brands like DeWalt, Metabo HPT, Yeti, and more. While you're at it, get something for yourself, too. Shop in-store or at Lowe's4Pro.com. While supplies last, U.S. only.
Hey, Joe on the radio. That's me. Lady! It's 20 after 7 already. Look at that here. And John Katz is coming up momentarily. I see the phone calls. I do. I promise you I see those. Can I tell you about what's happening on December 11th? Very, very exciting. Along with Mary Calvey, anchor of CBS News. Everybody loves Mary Calvey. On Friday, December 11th, next Friday, there's a virtual gala, and it's to feed the poorest families in Southern Connecticut, Westchester, Manhattan, Brooklyn, and Washington, D.C., presented by the St. Pio Foundation. Hello! This is the first Christmas Challenge Initiative, 2020, it's called. It's an annual virtual gala to raise funds for 2,000 needy and struggling families. Special performing guest will be Dina Martin. How cool is that? She's the daughter of Dean, but she's my pally. She's my pally and a great performer in her own right, Dina Martin. Frank D'Ambrosio, a Phantom of the Opera, Grammy Award winner. Jose Feliciano, who you just heard on the radio, will be there. And Matthew Polanzani, he is a Metropolitan Opera star. And Father Pat Conroy, who is the chaplain for the U.S. House of Representatives. This is going to be great. It's a gala. It's 6 p.m. December 11th, and we're trying to feed 2,000 poor families. No fee required to participate. Can I give you the number, please? 203-416-1471. 203-416-1471. Or visit the stpiofoundation.org/Christmas. 100% of the proceeds raised during the gala will be used to feed the poor. Support this amazing initiative, please, and help bring a Christmas meal to 2,000 families. You can go to stpiofoundation.org/Christmas.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Google is facing a complaint from the National Labor Relations Board accusing it of cracking down on employees who are trying to organize a union. Regulators accused Google of unlawfully placing the employees on administrative leave and terminating them. Google says it's confident it was obeying the law. Amazon is in exclusive talks to purchase podcast platform Wondery. The Wall Street Journal says talks value the business at more than $300 million. An environmental group says America's top household brands are the world's most prolific plastic producers. Break Free from Plastic had volunteers in 55 countries collect plastic waste and found Coca-Cola, PepsiCo, and Nestle ranked the highest in the amount of plastic pollution despite efforts to cut back and recycle. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
At home with Robert, retired burglar and family man.
Carolers! That's the holiday spirit. Speaking of which, SimpliSafe Home Security is having a huge holiday sale. Right now, you can get 40% off a new system and a free camera at simplisafe.com/holiday. That's 40% off the system U.S. News named the best of 2020. SimpliSafe protects your whole home 24/7 with monitoring by professionals. The sale ends soon, so go to simplisafe.com/holiday for 40% off and a free camera today.
You have many banking choices, but none that deliver the personal touch like you will experience at Empire State Bank. In business for over 15 years, Empire State Bank is your hometown banking choice at a time when hometown banks are being gobbled up by large impersonal corporate banks. Want to be treated with respect? Want to know your banker by first name? Empire State Bank is part of your community, not just a branch located in your community. Empire State Bank is there for all business and personal needs, from business and personal checking and savings to online banking and mobile banking. Empire covers it all right in your community. If you need business guidance, Empire State Bank has knowledgeable and friendly business relationship managers who will be able to connect with you electronically during this time of social distancing, conducting your business and keeping you safe on Staten Island, Brooklyn, and the lower Hudson Valley. Empire State Bank. Visit ESBNA.com. That's ESBNA.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So the weather is just all over the place lately, right? One day it's hot, and the next day it's windy for a while. It's like, make up your mind already. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. John Katsimatidis is coming up momentarily. Let me tell you about Rhino Shield, if I may, because you know why? It's the best thing you could do for your house. It's that ceramic coating that seals your house or commercial building. Looks just like paint, has a 25-year guarantee. Plus, Susan at Rhino Shield is offering you no payments and no interest financing for 1 year. And you get 15% off the final price for any job signed in the month of December, no matter when you want the job started. And then when the folks come out from Rhino Shield to do your house, and by the way, it's got a 25-year guarantee, which I love. You know, those folks are the best workers. They're so quick. They're so polite. And they don't leave a mess anywhere. And they're just everything. So, they're so dedicated and quick. When I tell you fast at Rhino Shield. And so I did the deck. We did the house. And now we super shielded the roof. And you could talk to Susan about all of this. So when you want curb appeal, when you want to really ramp up the real estate value of your home, I would suggest that you Rhino Shield your home. And if you're a business, you want to look great. When people drive by your business, you want it to look great. Rhino Shield it. You won't have to worry about it ever again. All right. And now you got that 25-year guarantee, no payments, no interest financing for a year. This is from Susan, and 15% off the final price for any job signed in the month of December, no matter when you want the job started. Will you call Susan, please, at Rhino Shield? 877-744-6608. It's 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
Dan Proft. Coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Did the old man.
Fly me to the moon. Oh, yeah. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
John Katsimatidis is chairman and CEO of Grassiti Foods and the host of Cats at Night and the Cats Roundtable here on AM 970 The Answer. He's a media mogul over at our friends over at WABC. John, welcome back to the show, my friend. Always great to have you with us.
Joe, I'm always on 970. I never left.
That's what I love about you, man. You're always here. We love it. Hey, is it Marco's birthday today?
Margo's birthday last night. We celebrated. We went out with Frank Morano's friend, Mark Simone, Cindy Adams.
Oh, that's great.
And Cindy Adams is going to have a new radio show too.
Oh, that's great. She'll be, because she's great. She has more information. God bless her. Happy birthday, Margo.
Margo's birthday. She had a great time. She's listening to you right now.
Oh, that is great. Margo, we love you. We know. I tell you, you guys are like royalty, John. We love you. We appreciate all that you're doing. I can't wait to start working with you next week. We're going to have some fun, and we'll tell everybody about that as we move along. John, what can we do? Jerry Crowley, who you love. You guys are like brothers.
I love him dearly, and he's staying safe. He's in Naples, but he's still working very hard, I understand.
Yeah, it's constantly listening as we speak. So he sent an article that you wrote, that they wrote about you many, I guess it was a couple of years ago, on what to deal with New York, and you were so ahead of the curve. What can we do? And I know how much, John, you come from another country as a kid, you become the epitome of the American success story. And then you see what's happening to your city, to your New York. What do we have to do? I mean, I know you want to run for mayor. You're going to have more supporters than you possibly can imagine if you do that, because it is time for a change in New York, John, correct?
Yes. Well, New York is being taken downhill, and a lot of people are urging me to run. We haven't made up our mind, and we'll look, let Christmas go by, let New Year's go by, and we'll look at it very seriously in January. But the article says that, and it's very true, and it's a current article, by the way, Joe. They used an old picture. These people call themselves progressives. They are progressing nothing. They are regressives. So I think I've told all my people at WABC, don't call them progressive. You call them regressives. Because they're taking New York City backwards. They're taking it back to the days of when Koch was mayor and when David was mayor. And even though I love him dearly, David Dinkins. And the fact was, people used to break into your cars. They used to crap in the streets. And they are regressives. And we've taken them on and say, stop lying to the people. And that's all they're doing, Joe. They are lying to the average people. And they call themselves progressives. And people walking around say, oh, they're progressives. They want something better. No, they are regressives. Regressives.
Yeah,
and I've also... Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm looking at the article here now. Yeah, Christidi, CEO, progressives are regressing New York. It's right on the money. When you said, what do you feel about what's happening in Staten Island? All the good folks have shown up. John, why are we, and I've been railing about this all morning, you don't want to support a local business. These poor guys are just trying to stay afloat. But if there's somebody rioting, they won't even call the police out to stop the rioters, nor will they have them wear a mask. That's what drives me crazy, John.
The other problem is the state legislature, Hasty up there, who his assistant got busted for running a drug trafficking ring out of the speaker's office. And I don't understand how people are still voting for some of these Democrats that think they're emperors. And, you know, I like Andrew Cuomo. He's my friend.
Yeah.
But I think he's wrong in right now what he's doing. I think he's wrong. Andrew, you're wrong, and I love you. But and Bill de Blasio, I know him for 20 years. He's a smart guy. I don't know why they are. Are they afraid of the regressives? Are they afraid of them? I mean, why are they supporting these guys? They are being like emperors.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's wrong.
Yeah, John, you talk about John Catsimatidis, and John, you're absolutely right. It's like they're afraid of these folks, and I do not know why. They're afraid to say, if you know, and I know the kind of person you are, God forbid somebody goes in and starts a riot and tears down somebody else's business, you send in the police. You don't defund the police, and you don't do anything. And if they're not wearing masks, they allow these people, the protesters and rioters, to do anything. But when regular people want to do it, they shut them down. And this is what I don't understand, the mindset in that and the lack of courage, because you're right, you know, Andrew, and he knows better than that, John. I got you there. I got you there.
Yeah, I'm back.
There you go. Hey, you understand these politicians. You know them personally. John, do you ever talk to them one-on-one? Because they'll listen to you.
They won't listen to us. I do. There's a lot of them have common sense. Carolyn Maloney has common sense. But she is being destroyed by the regressives. You know, we're good friends. And the regressives actually went after her for being friends with me. Can you believe that?
Oh, man. And I'll tell you,
the other people we attacked on false advertising, and that's what it is, false advertising, let's call it what it is, the Black Lives Matter people. They don't care about Black Lives. It's only what they call. They call themselves. Black Lives Matter sounds terrific. And I care about Black Lives. I grew up in Harlem. I grew up with all those people. And those people don't want to defund the police. They want to be able to call 911 and have the police react. And it's really the dumbest thing I ever heard. Under the Black Lives Matter movement, more black kids have died than ever, ever, ever before. And that's not fair. Not fair. You know, Joe, me and you always like to take care of the kids at the Police Athletic League.
Yeah.
The kids... the kids of the inner city, and people love those kids, and we want those kids to have a future. Let's take care of those kids before we take care of the people in Central America. And that's what – let's make America first. Let's care about the American people, the American kids, before we worry about, MS-13 taking care of their kids.
You know what? You're right. John, you're the first person to step up and God bless you for all you do for the Police Athletic League. And I know Tony Danza goes, and it works so hard, and you see these kids coming in, and you reach out to them the way you and Margo have these. I don't even know how that organization would exist without you, John. So God bless you for helping all these children in stressed areas, because you know what it was like the way you came into this country to fight for what you have, John Katz. Hey, what do we do
all
about
those
this?
kids, they need somebody to put their arm around them and say, this is the difference between right and wrong. We don't need these drug dealers that they put on the streets of New York, and they're driving through Harlem trying to induce those kids to become drug dealers. But, you know, it's like the regressives. We're back to the 1980s, where these guys drive up in big Cadillacs and see, if you're a drug dealer, you can have a Cadillac or a Mercedes like me.
Yeah, well, it's sad, but it is like that. I remember I broke in the late 1970s. My gosh, it got really bad. John, before we let you go, tell me about election fraud. You back what Mayor Giuliani is doing. I'm seeing evidence after evidence in this election. And I know people are saying, oh, no, it's over, and the president should concede. Can't we just run this out? Don't you agree we should just run this out? At least.
Joe, 110%. I had Joe Lieberman on our show a couple weeks ago, and he ran with Al Gore. And they ran until the end of the middle of December before they conceded. But right now, I think it's very, very serious. If the allegations that are being made are correct, there is massive fraud. And I talked to Rudy yesterday. Rudy says there's no way that Joe Biden got 15 million more votes.
Yeah.
15 million more votes than Barack Obama. I mean, give me a break. You know, you gave an expression. Trump had a rally, and he had 20, 30,000 people. Yeah. Joe Biden had a rally. He had 12 people.
I know. It's so true. It's so sad, but it's true.
Look, I don't dislike
Understood.
Joe Biden.
I understand. I know.
But,
yeah.
You know, the facts are the facts. Listen,
I know.
Look, the American people deserve to know an honest answer. Whoever wins, I'm going to salute the president of the United States. But we need an honest answer. We don't want to walk around 50 years from now, who killed Kennedy, like we're walking around 58 years from now, because the Warren Commission was a fraud. And they were going to disclose additional information, and President Trump, because one of the people was still alive, put it away for 5 more years because he didn't want to hurt that family.
Wow. That's wild. That's a wild story. About the Kennedy assassination, you mean? That's wild, huh? Gee, hey, John, you know, we'll let you go, but I got to tell you, if you're listening, this is John Catsimatidis. He has given more back to New York City, and you need folks like John who stand up. And when he talks about the at-risk children and the crime that is affecting these at-risk children in stressed areas, this is the guy that steps up with the Police Athletic League. I've seen it firsthand. I've been there firsthand, and that has been my lifelong mission, to help at-risk kids. John, it's a heartbreak to see what's happening, and the fact that you're objective. And by the way, talk about bipartisan, Mr. Catsimatidis. You are friends with everybody from Bill Clinton to Mayor de Blasio to Rudolph Giuliani, and everybody loves you. So you're speaking from your heart just to trying to do what's best for a New York that is really in a downward spiral.
I love people, and I'm friends with Bill de Blasio. I like the person as a person, and I don't understand what he's doing. I don't understand why he's doing it. And the same thing with Andrew Cuomo. I'm friends with him. I love the guy. I loved his father. I don't understand why he's handling the way he is. I think he's wrong the way he's handling, and I've told him that. And maybe they were expecting jobs in a real left-wing administration. And so far, Joe Biden has not picked any extreme left-wing people, which is good news. Maybe he's going to thumb his finger at the left-wing.
Yeah, it could be interesting. John, listen, we love you. Happy birthday, Margo. And, you know, and your family's beautiful. Your children are beautiful. And we love you, man. And we appreciate all that you're doing, John. Keep the fight,
let's
my brother.
Let's catch up real soon. I understand, sir. We're going to be celebrating Frank Sinatra's birthday together.
We are. We are going to be doing that. Next week, we'll be doing that. And thank you for remembering. And I know you knew personally, you knew the old man, Mr. Sinatra. Thank you for remembering this great, great man, John. You're a great man yourself, great, Mr. Katsimatidis. We love you. And thank you, John.
You're the new Frank Sinatra, Joe.
Please. I wish. Thank you. I'll get my
You are the new Frank Sinatra. And then after all that is done, we're going to run you for governor of New Jersey.
All right. I'm ready. Locked and loaded, sir. Thank you, John. We love you, man. Thank you
God
so
bless.
Much.
Take
God
care.
Bless you, Bye-bye. Too. And happy birthday to Margo. Joe on the radio, 740 right now. Scott Lobato is going to jump on the air. We're all fired up this morning. Big Al is the headline news, live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
36 degrees at 740. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The 2021 New York City Half Marathon is being canceled due to COVID-19. The New York Roadrunners announced the race called off due to health and safety concerns. Race was scheduled for March, making it the second time the race has been put off because of the pandemic. All runners impacted by the cancellation will be contacted directly and have the option to push their participation off until 2022. Four additional schools across New Jersey reporting coronavirus outbreaks, an outbreak defined as two or more people who caught COVID through class or extracurricular school-related activities. New clusters come from schools in Cape May, Bergen, and Salem counties, adding up to 70 schools that have reported outbreaks with a total of 285 cases. Governor Murphy says schools are still doing an extraordinary job at keeping coronavirus at bay. In sports, Seton Hall lost to Rhode Island 76-63, while St. John's suffered its first loss of the season 74-68 to BYU. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Starting off on the island, Northern State westbound of Post Avenue, getting out toward Westbury. Watch out for an accident. Looks like it's on the shoulder. Vets Highway westbound, getting out past Broadway Ave, getting into Holbrook. Watch for a crash over there as well. Traffic is moving solely on the eastbound side of the BQE, heading up toward Atlantic Avenue. Grand Central Parkway westbound, right at Union Turnpike. It's a collision taking one lane. The Van Wyck northbound slowing down right up through Hillside Avenue. Inbound GWB 15. Lincoln 10, Holland about 10 minutes getting into town. 1 and 9 northbound slowing down as you get up and out toward that area of Route 7 as well. Do watch out for a brake check here as you head over to the thruway south in Yonkers with an accident cleared. Partly cloudy today, high of 50, rain expected for tomorrow afternoon. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Relief Factor. We love Relief Factor because it actually works. And when I tell you about the 3-week quick start, people say, what's a Relief Factor? And you see me on the ads with Pete and Seth Talbot, huh? Come on. How great is that? I had such a good time shooting those ads in Seattle a couple weeks ago. We had a ball because, you know, we all believed in it. And we were in their brand new warehouse. And I saw all these Relief Factor packets all around, you know. And I took some home. I asked permission, but I wanted to take some home because Relief Factor works. Gets you out of pain. If you're in pain, if you feel like hand pain, elbow, shoulder, how about me, my shoulder, knee, you know, you can get out of pain. There's no reason for you to be in pain like that. You got to understand that Relief Factor is 100% drug-free. 100% drug-free. It just stops the inflammation the way they designed it. The doctors for Relief Factor designed it. So your inflammation is cured 100% drug-free, in my opinion. This is me talking. I can't make a clinical claim. God forbid. I'll get into trouble if I make a clinical claim. I have to tell you what works for me. And the 3-week quick start is perfect for me because in 5 days my pain was gone. Now, is that a clinical claim? I don't think so, but I'm telling you what works for me. And if it works for me, I think it will work for you. The 3-week quick start, it's only $19.95. And it was developed by Seth, Pete's son, to see if it will work for you. I think it could, you know. You got to give your body what it needs to heal itself. And you know what that is? It's Relief Factor. You hear what I'm saying? ReliefFactor.com, please. Or you can call 800-500-8384.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Are you or your parents' assets protected from nursing home bills? Did you know these bills can exceed $15,000 a month? People work their entire lives to live comfortably in retirement, to leave their hard-earned dollars to loved ones or charities of their choice. But when people become ill and need to go into a nursing home or receive home care, the bills can drain your assets, leaving many people bankrupt. The good news is that you can prevent that from happening if you plan in advance. You can keep your control and your choice over your assets. Connors and Sullivan's lawyers can customize a plan that's specifically protects your interests, including your home. Schedule a free initial comprehensive telephone consultation with Mike Connors to discuss your issues and concerns from the security of your home. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. You can also visit them at ConnorsandSullivan.com. Don't let nursing home bills take your life savings and leave you and your loved ones bankrupt. Mike Connors can take you through the process by telephone and start a plan designed for you today.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, tell me about Pompeii gift baskets. Okay, here's where you got to go. This is spectacular because you could actually have customizable gift baskets featuring luxury wines, champagnes, beer, coffee, snacks, chocolate truffles, and more. Wine and liquor bottles can be engraved with a special message. You could put a photo on the bottle or a logo. It's great for business. Pompeii gift baskets. It's family owned in Jersey with a history of inspiring joy with these incredible foods and drinks. I have used Pompeii so many times. I'm going to give you the number and the website. You got to go. You could send somebody a picture of themselves on the bottle. You could use your company's logo. And I personalized a whole champagne bottle, and it's surrounded by chocolates and fruits and everything else. And when your friends or your family receive a Pompeii gift basket, it makes the single greatest impression you're going to make during the holidays. Here is the number for Pompeii gift baskets. 888-272-0220. It's 888-272-0220. You tell him, look, I heard you on Joe's show and he speaks so highly of you. What can you do for me? Or you go to PompeiiGiftBaskets.com. It's P-O-M-P-E-I GiftBaskets.com. 888-272-0220. You're going to love Pompeii gift baskets, or go to PompeiiGiftBaskets.com.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Huge fan of Scott Lobato. He is one of the great artists. He's one of America's greatest artists. He is so dedicated to his borough of Staten Island. Now, he's out there sticking up for the guys from Max Public House. We're watching this fiasco, this assault. Law enforcement trying to shut down a business like this. Now, Scott's been, he's been yelling and screaming and fighting, and a true, true patriotic activist down there. I wanted to ask him to come on the air with us this morning. Scott, thanks for joining us. I know it was a long night for you, man. How are you, my friend?
All right, my brother. It doesn't sound like me because I was ripping my voice last night. It was a very passionate moment last night, so I had to fire up the crowd with my voice.
Sound great. You sound great. I loved it. I loved your tweets. Tell us what's going on with Max Public House. And there must have been 1,000 people there yesterday, Scott, yes?
Yeah, well over 1,500 at least, maybe 2,000, you know, at the main time. You could even see from the helicopters we had coverage, all sorts of coverage. And that was great that the news came out because – look, you know how patriotic I am, Joe, and I'm this flag waver and flag painter. But I told everybody last night, patriotism is not waving your flag on the 4th of July or having hot dogs and setting off fireworks. Last night, I said, folks, tonight, this moment, this is what patriotism is all about. This is a line in the sand that we need to stand and get out there. You people that support the businesses, that have small businesses, this is the one and only time not only just here in Staten Island, but across this country. You know, Joe, look, I had COVID a couple of weeks ago. All right. I had the sniffles for, a couple of days. I lost my taste. I tested negative. I'm out of the woods. Look, it's here. We're not denying it. We're not denying it. But you have to spread this lockdown or these regulations. You have to spread it and distribute it evenly. You cannot have home goods open where people can go in it and get a essential ceramic bunny for their shelf in their house when this guy who has this tiny little restaurant tavern can't sell a burger and a beer. It's and then across the street a restaurant could be open, but across this street one guy can't be open. It's selective enforcement. It's so wrong. It's coming down the pipeline from these hypocritical dictators. How do you expect people to comply when you know, whether it's Chuck Schumer not wearing his mask in front of thousands of people when Joe Biden won, or the Chicago mayor, or the governor in California, do as they say, not as they do. You know, this is going down the wrong road, and the people have had it. And what my job is, Joe, I'm no genius. My job is to fire and put a fire up the butts of these people that are fed up. And that's what last night was all about.
Scott, you're the best. Thanks for watching your language on the show, too. I know you're careful, man, because I tell you, I appreciate it. This guy is such a patriot, and he's so New York, and he's so Staten Island. You say, stay so true to Staten Island. These guys are small business guys. What are the sheriffs doing? Scott, sheriffs are shutting. They put the guy in handcuffs. I thought it was Germany in World War II or something, man. You know what I'm saying?
I was right there, witnessed the whole thing. We were inside, because I helped them kick off. You know, a couple of weeks ago, they reached out to me. They said, Scott, we know you're trying to, get these businesses to fight harder. We're going down. We're closing. Our livelihood is over. So we are going out with guns blazing, and we want you to help us. So I ran them through this whole, autonomous zone concept. And, it's here they are now, center of the universe. The world is watching. The Gestapo come in, and it's just sickening how, we all know that de Blasio and all these big city liberal mayors told the police department to stand down when these young punks were destroying and burning and violently beating up people throughout these riots.
Exactly.
Told to stand down. But this guy sells a couple of hamburgers and a couple of beers a day, okay? They go in there like Nazi Germany. I know people always compare, but I was there and I saw it, and it was disgusting. So when that happened on Tuesday, whatever it was, Monday or Tuesday, I just said right there, I just called it. Tomorrow at 6 o'clock, there better be thousands of people here. And people came to support these guys.
Scott Lobato is the man. Hey, Scott, what's your website again? Because your artwork is absolutely brilliant. You are truly one of America's great artists, my friend. And people listen all around the country, and they and we're kind of New York centric this hour. And it's good because where New York goes, the rest of the country goes, and they're shutting us down. But where can we find your great patriotic work, my friend?
That's my website is scottlobato.com.
Just like that. Scott, keep the fight. Yeah. You sound great, and we appreciate your fight, man. You're a treasure in New York. God bless you.
Likewise.
Godspeed.
No.
All right, my friend. God bless you. Thank you. Love you too, man. Scott Lobato right there. I love that when folks are so dedicated to their community, so dedicated to the city, And as you listen around the rest of the country, you're going, what the heck is going on in New York? We don't know. We have no idea. We look to our leaders and they don't know what's going on either. Yes, there's an insidious virus attacking us all, and they don't have an answer for that either. Oh, but we ain't going down. You have to understand. As you listen around the rest of the country right here on AM970TheAnswer.com, there's a spirit in New York, and if I may say, in New Jersey as well, where we will not let these quote-unquote politicians just tear us down. We ain't going anywhere. Hey, Deb Duhaime's out there on the roads checking out traffic on AM970 The Answer. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Joe. Let's go to the Northern State Parkway, westbound to Post Ave into Westbury. Accident pushed off to the shoulder. Traffic is moving pretty slowly for you on the FDR Drive north at 14th Street. It's an accident blocking one lane over there. 10 to 15 in at the George Lincoln and at the Holland. And over on the thruway south in Yonkers, accident cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code The Answer.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/HR. This is a limited offer, only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/HR. That's bamboohr.com/HR.
Joe on the radio telling that Michael's of Brooklyn is back again. Now you can go and have a meal there, in or outdoors. It's by reservation, so you got to call 718-998-7851, 718-998-7851. You know, they are operating at lower capacity and by reservation, again, following all CDC guidelines to ensure your safety, safety of their employees as well. And our good friends over there, you know, Fred and Johnny and Marianne and Michael himself, I'll tell you what, the cuisine is one thing. The feeling and the heritage and the authenticity of the Italian-American experience is exemplified right there, Avenue R, Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York. You know, I'm a Jersey guy, but I'll go to Brooklyn because I love the feel of it. It's like, you know, it's old school. It's the way they cater to you, where you have Enzo or you have John or you have anybody, some of those, the folks that wait on you. You can't believe it. You got experience when you go to Michael's of Brooklyn. And then the food, forget about it. And you know the sauce. You could pick up the sauce all around the country at the supermarkets, all the puttanesca, the marinara, tomato and basil. But when you go to Michael's of Brooklyn, you got to say, hey, what does Piscopo have? You have that homemade gnocchi, just like that, all right? Now, call, please, 718-998-7851, and 718-998-7851, Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964. Hey, Joe Lumberg, how we doing weather-wise? Cold, Joey, out there.
It's cold out there this morning. Temperature starting out mid-30s, but not as windy as yesterday, but kind of breezy. It gets up to about 50 or so today. Clouds up tomorrow, a little rain in the afternoon. Stormy Saturday with rain and wind, and looks like we dry things out on Sunday. Balance of Nature allergy report today is extremely low.
Well done, Joe Lumberg. Love you, man. Thanks so much. 7:57 going to 8 o'clock. Erin Elmore, she's executive director of USA Strong and Turning Point USA, a contributor. You know what? We're going to talk about the testimony in Michigan yesterday that Mayor Giuliani and Jenna Ellis were running. I mean, you can't, the proof is there. Frank Siller, Stephen Moore as well on Piscopo in the morning. Coming right back.